What is your vision for Desiring God for the next 25 years?
I laugh because we just had a three-hour session with the elders the other night about 10 years out, and we decided we can't go any farther than 3 years out. So they're looking to me to provide a 3 to 4 year plan, vision for the church for 3 to 4 years that's fundable, doable, because things change so unbelievably much in our day. So, but it sounds like when they say 25 years, they really do mean when you're dead. So what I want to be sure to do, and I'm working with John Bloom, who's the executive director on this, think about legacy, think about transition. I want to not, if I can help it, I mean, I could drop dead today and then there'd be a little teeny crisis and they'd go on, but I'd like to make that that switch as good as possible so that we think through transition after John Piper. And I think what I want to do there is provide both focus but a lot of freedom. I don't want my conception of what 10, 15, 20 years is going to look like put a hamstring, a control on DG when the world is going to change. And so what DG will be, I hope Desiring God will be here just as long as God can use the resources. And the resources are defined now by me because I'm alive and still preaching. But if I'm dead and gone, it's the vision. It's the what it says in our documents is to work here and to cast vision here and lead here, you need to be on board theologically with the Desiring God affirmation of faith and the things that have been written in Desiring God and the pleasures of God and future grace, those central books. So I would hope that truth, which is what I've offered to the church and the world, could continue to be central and spread. But how it's done, you know, the technology is going to change, people are going to change. I want to be wide open. So I would like in 25 years, if God wills, that there be something that is still spreading a passion for the supremacy of God in all things, for the joy of all peoples through Jesus Christ. And it would have surrounding it all the ethos that we have tried to build here that we think reflects the value of Jesus.